Well, good morning.
大家早上好。
I'm happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
很高兴，很荣幸来到这里。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Need all the help I can get. Lord, thank you so much. Thank you for this morning.
主啊，我们感谢你，为今天早上感谢你。
Father, this is the day that you have made.
这一天是你所创造的。
And we're your people, Lord. We're not here by coincidence. We're here because you put us here.
我们是你的子民，我们在这里不是偶然的，是你把我们放在这里。
And Father, you know that we all came to church today with our hearts in different places.
所以说你知道我们来到这里，我们带着不同的心情来到这里。
Some of us came to church today just because that's what we automatically do.
我们有些人来到这里就因为这是我们每天的常例。
And some of us came to church because our hearts are heavy and our thoughts are thinking about problems and things going on in our lives.
我们有些人来到这里因为我们心里有各种的困难，各种的沉重，我们来到这里寻求帮助。
I'm so glad, Lord, that you understand us, that you know that we are but dust.
主耶稣，我们真的感谢你，你知道我们每个人的心境。
And thank you, Lord, you have patience with us.
感谢你对我们每个人都有那么
I pray this morning, Father, that you would help us to understand your word and that you'd speak to each and every one of us, Lord, in a special voice and a special way you want to hear us to hear you.
这是我感谢你，感谢你，让我们每个人能够明白你的话语，让我们每个人以不同的方式能够听明白你的话语。
Lord, this is your word now. We ask you to glorify yourself.
主，这是你的话语，让你的话语在这里成圣。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们感谢祷告，奉靠耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
If you haven't turned in your Bible to Psalms chapter 121 yet, would you please do that?
如果你带了圣经，请把圣经翻到诗篇121篇。
Since this is the season where we sing Emmanuel, maybe I should have titled this Emmanuel, My Help Comes.
这个季节是主与我们同在的时候，是我应该把我的这个经文，这个今天的题目改成主与我们同在，我的帮助从这里来。
It seems like we all need help.
我们每个人都需要帮助。
You're either just coming out of getting helped, or you're about to go into needing help.
有些人可能有刚刚得到帮助，或者你正需要帮助。
It was 1993, and I was in Hong Kong.
1993年我在香港。
And I was actually at Hong Kong University.
我在香港大学。
And I was getting ready to go into China.
我正准备去中国。
And it was a scary time for me.
那个一个很可怕的时刻。
And a typhoon had hit Hong Kong. If you're familiar with Hong Kong, you know they get typhoons from time to time.
飓风直击了香港。
And Hong Kong University had some pretty high buildings, and I was in one of the rooms.
香港大学有幢楼非常高。
And the wind was beating against the building, and I had never experienced a typhoon. I'm wondering what is going to happen.
就飓风吹在那个大楼，但我从来没有经历过这样的情况，我不知道会发生什么事情。
But I not only had fears on the outside, I also had fears on the inside.
我不仅有外面这个台风的来自台风的恐惧，也有我从内心的一些恐惧。
Because here I was about to go into China, the big China, the big unknown.
因为我正准备去中国，就是那个中国大陆。
I was going to teach English, which I'd never done before.
我准备去那里教英文，我从来没有教过英文。
I was going with no one that I knew. As far as I knew, I was the only New Mexican there.
我去的地方我不认识任何人，我是唯一的一个美国人去那边。
I was very sensitive to my age because I was quite young at the time. And I was afraid that no one would listen to me as an English teacher because I was too young.
我也非常在意我的年纪，因为那个时候我非常年轻，我很害怕没有人会听我，因为我太年轻了。
And to make things worse, when I showed up to Hong Kong at the airport, I was supposed to get picked up by some people, but they forgot that I was arriving that day.
还有一件事情就是是我更加恐惧的，因为我到香港机场的时候应该有人来接我，但是他们忘记了我那天到达，没有来接我。
So after an hour of not finding my contact, I had to beg people in the airport for some money to make a phone call.
我在机场等了几个小时没有找到人，我只有向别人要钱，所以我可以打给一个电话。
So I had all these fears going on in me.
我有这么多的恐惧。
And while I was sitting in my room at Hong Kong University, I opened up the Psalm chapter 121, and I just felt like God was speaking straight to me.
我到了香港大学那个房间的时候，我打开了这个圣经，就翻到了诗篇121篇。
And this chapter has been my chapter ever since.
这个诗篇23篇就成了我的诗篇。
Let's look at it. I'm going to read it first in English. There's two slides in English, and then afterwards there's two slides in Chinese.
我们来看一下诗篇21篇，我会限读英文有两张幻灯片，接下来我们读中文也有两张幻灯片。
So I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore.
好，诗篇121篇，我要向山举目。 我的帮助从何而来? 我的帮助从造天地的耶和华而来。 他必叫你的脚摇动, 保护你的必不打盹, 保护以色列的也不打盹, 也不睡觉。 保护你的是耶和华, 耶和华在你右边, 荫庇你。 白日太阳必不上你, 夜间月亮必不害你。 耶和华要保护你, 免受一切的灾害, 他要保护你的性命。 你出你入，耶和华要保护你，从今世直到永远。
I hope you don't mind the 简体字. It was much easier for me to put it together. I noticed this church likes to use the 繁体字 on everything they do, but that's all I learned.
我希望你不要介意我把这个简体的简体版的中文放在这里。我知道这个教会通常用繁体字，所以但是我学到的只是简体字，我就把简体字的版本放在这里。
You'll notice on the first verse it says, I lift up my eyes to the hills.
你注意到第一节经文说我要向山举目。
And it's, most of you, your Bible's at the top of this chapter. Some of them may say this, some of them may not. But it says a song of ascents.
根据你的版本，有些圣经的版本在上面，在这个开始之前说了一个上行之诗。
In fact, chapter 120 to 134 are all called Psalms of Ascents.
实际上是从诗篇120篇到诗篇134篇都是上行之诗。
And actually, I did a little bit of research on this, and come to find out, Hebrew pilgrims, they used to sing these psalms on their way to Jerusalem.
我做了一些研究，实际发现就是以色列人，以色列的朝圣者，他们从唱这些上行之诗，在他们去耶路撒冷的时候唱这些上行之诗。
So you could call this chapter a pilgrim psalm.
你也可以把这些诗叫做朝圣之诗。
And we even believe that possibly they sang these psalms as they were leaving Babylonia and going back to Jerusalem, leaving captivity, going back to a new and unknown future.
我们也可以猜想他们是在从被掳之地的巴比伦到耶路撒冷的路上唱的这些诗。
I want you to pay attention to the first verse. It says they lift their eyes up.
我提醒你们注意一下第一节经文。
I also notice in Psalm chapter 25 verse 1, it says, To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul.
我也注意到在诗篇25篇第一节说, 耶和华我的心仰望你。
Do you guys notice the position of the person who's saying this? Their position is one from below looking upward.
你们注意到这个诗人他的位置吗？他的位置是从下往上看。
And I guess that makes sense because why the hills? When I read this chapter, I'm saying, why is he checking out the hills? We live in Albuquerque and yeah, we're always looking at Sandy. It's there, you know. You look at it. But why the hills?
为什么是山呢? 我们住在这个Albuquerque, 我们看这个圣地亚这个山,我们是往上看山, 为什么是山呢?
There's a couple of reasons that why he could be saying this.
这可能有两个理由。
The first reason could be that he's talking, or excuse me, thinking about Mount Zion.
第一个理由可能是他在想这个锡安山。
And if you know what Zion means, Zion is another word for Jerusalem.
锡安, 另外就代名词就是耶路撒冷。
And when a Jew says Jerusalem, they're specifically thinking of the temple in Jerusalem.
当以色列人或者犹太人他们说耶路撒冷的时候，他们意思就是耶路撒冷的圣殿。
So the pilgrim could be thinking as his pilgrimage to Jerusalem, he could be thinking of the temple in Jerusalem.
这是朝圣者在向耶路撒冷行进的时候，他们可能想的就是耶路撒冷的圣殿。
And it would remind him of God's deliverance from all the troubles on his journey to that temple.
他们可能在回想上帝在他们这个旅程中的拯救。
And let's don't forget, while they were journeying through that land, through Canaan, there was also lots of idols that were erected on hills all around.
当他们到达这个迦南之地的时候，他们当时有很多的偶像存在。
Just like in China, I would see lots of shrines and countrysides in China, farmers who would erect little bitty shrines to Buddha, hoping that they would bless their crops and bless their family. All over the country, I would see them.
就像中国特别是农村地区，他们有很多的也很多的偶像。这些农民们他希望就是敬拜那些偶像，希望这些偶像会祝福他们的土产。
But to which one of those idols?Do you look at, or excuse me, to which one of those hills do you look at?
你敬拜什么样的偶像，或者是你敬朝向什么样的山？
Well, this psalmist, he was looking to the temple in Jerusalem, to that place on that hill, to God Almighty.
这个诗人他所望的是圣山，是耶路撒冷的锡安山。
And this longing for the hills of Jerusalem, it helped him redirect his look from what is around him to what he knows that is greater than his surroundings.
对圣山耶路撒冷的渴望是他把他从他周围的环境转向了这个比所有这些环境更大的神。
Notice he couldn't see the temple trekking and pilgriming to Jerusalem. He couldn't see it.
在他向耶路撒冷走的时候，他看不到那个山。
But he longed for it.
但是他渴望、可想那个山。
Do you have that sense of longing?
你有这样的渴望吗？
Do you long for the unseen? Let's say it that way.
你渴望那些看不见的事吗？
Do you see the unseen?
你看到了那看不见的事吗？
Look at Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1, what it says.
从希伯来书十一章一节。
Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen.
信是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
I'm sure of the things that I don't see.
我确定有些事情我看不到。
In fact, I heard one preacher put it this way: the things that you see in front of you were made from the things that you didn't see, which makes those things actually more real than the things you're looking at.
有个牧师这样子说，他说你看到的事情是从你看不到的事所造的，这样子把你看不见的事情变得了比你看见的事情更加证实。我不知道我翻译了没。
He's doing great. I'm impressed.
Thank you.
Moses is a great example also of living for the unseen.
摩西就是一个典型的例子，他为这个未看见的事情而活。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 27, it says, By faith he left Egypt, not being afraid of the anger of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible.
在希伯来书11章27节这样说，他因着信就离开埃及，不怕王怒，因为他恒心忍耐，如同看见那不能看见的主。
Notice it says he endured for the invisible.
他这里注意，他这里说他恒心忍耐。
He had a longing, didn't he?
他非常渴望。
So I guess what I want us to do is I want you to check yourself, kind of like when you do an auto maintenance. You take your car in, they got to do a 10-point maintenance check.
在这里我向你们自己检查一下，就像你把你的车子送去做检查的时候，他们会检查你十项东西，这样检查一下你自己。
So one of the check today, we need to ask ourselves, do I have a longing for the unseen?
这里你应该检查自己的一点，就是说我对这个看不见的事情有没有这个渴望。
So, Mount Zion could be one reason why he's looking up to the hills, but there's a second reason.
锡安山可能是一个理由，他向上看。
The second reason could be that the hills could symbolize dark and looming times.
这个山，第二个理由可能就是这个山也表明它是一个黑暗的，巨大的阴影来聚集。
They are things that threaten us, that scare us because of the hills and the valleys.
可能有些事情就是使我们感到恐惧，感到害怕。
And so when we see these hills and valleys, they remind us that we need help.
就像我们看到一些高山，一些低谷，使我们感到害怕，所以我们需要帮助。
So it could signify the highs and the lows of life.
也可以代表我们在人生的高处跟低处。
And believe it or not, the highs are not all that great.
相信我，在你的高处的时候，很多时候并不是每一样事情都是好的。
For example, if you're high up in life, you're also isolated.
如果你在人生高处，你可能会感到你孤独。
It's lonely because nobody else is there.
你感到很孤独，因为没有其他人在那里。
The highs remind us of life and death because of thin air.
高处也可以提醒我们这个生与死，因为空气稀薄。
But the highs also have clear views too.
当然了，高处也可以看到更好的美景。
You may think in your life if you have a clear view that it's better, right?
你可能会相信在你人生中，你如果看得清楚的话，你的人生会更好。
Problem is with the clear view is that you see what's coming, and that scares you.
所以问题是，如果你看得很清楚的话，你知道看到的问题向你直接而来，这样子也会使你感到非常的害怕。
We have a saying, and I didn't write this in the notes. In English, we have a saying. We say ignorance is bliss.
它是有个英文的讲法，在它没有放在这个 notes 里面，它。
Ignorance is bliss. In other words, to not know is happy.
对，他就说你不知道的事情，你不会感到害怕。
Sometimes that's true.
有时候这是真的。
But the lows are scary because they're dark.
低处你也感到害怕，因为那是黑暗所在。
You don't know which way to go. You don't know what to do.
你不知道朝哪个方向走，你不知道该做什么。
The lows have fields, right? Harvest.
这低处它有土地，有收获。
You might think, Sean, that's a good thing.
你可能会说，哎，Sean，那这是好事。
Well, think again.
你再想想。
Fields means lots of work.
这个土地是吧？你意味着你要劳苦。
Tiring.
你会疲倦。
The lows can also be hotter.
这个低处可能更热。
Do you see what I'm saying? These pilgrims, they're traveling home, and they see the highs, they see the lows, and everything scares them.
这些朝圣者，他们在向耶路撒冷行进的过程中，他们经过了高山，也经过了低谷，不管是在高山还是低谷，都使他们感到害怕。
Just like sheep, right?
就像羊一样。
Sheep are easy to scare.
羊非常容易感到害怕。
So he looks at the highs, he looks at the lows, and he wonders where will his help come from.
他看了高处，也看了低处，他正在想他的帮助从哪里来。
I want to point something out, so please listen to this part if you've been sleeping so far.
我想指出一样事情，请仔细听。如果你现在感到很困的话，仔细听。
God wants us to feel how hard the road is.
上帝让我们感到在我们路上会感到很多的害怕。
He wants us to feel that we can't do it and that it is too hard.
他让我们知道我们不能做什么，真是太难了，我们不能做。
But remember what Paul said in the New Testament.
记住保罗他在新约里面怎么说。
Paul said, when I am weak, then I am strong.
保罗他说，因为我什么时候软弱，我就什么时候坚强。
When we feel like there's nothing we can do, when we feel we're helpless, then we are perfectly in God's hands.
当我们感到我们是 什么都不能做，我们怎么都做不了的时候，我们完全在主的手里。
So, I have a question for you.
我有个问题问大家。
Another check on your engine.
在你这个引擎检查的时候，另外一个项目。
Do you know you need help?
你知道你需要帮助吗？
Jesus said to the Pharisees when they asked him why he eats with sinners, what did he say?
耶稣他跟法利赛人说，跟罪人一起吃饭的时候，对法利赛人这么说。
He said, those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick.
他说无病的人用不着医生，有病的人在用得着。
Do you know you need God's help?
你知道你需要主的帮助吗？
I think the first step is we need to have an attitude of I need help. I need God's help.
我觉得第一步，我们应该有这样的态度：我需要帮助，我需要从神而来的帮助。
Some of you may think, "Well, of course, I know I need help."
你们真的，今天有些人会说，当然了，我需要帮助。
But believe it or not, there's quite a few people out there that don't think they need help, and they're wanting to do it all on their own.
相不相信，因为你确实有很多人，他认为他自己不需要帮助，他可以自己掌控所有的一切。
The second question here is where do you first look for help?
第二个问题是，就是说你从哪里寻找你的帮助
？Beware of earthly thinking.
注意这个地上世俗的想法。
Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, verse 21 to 23.
耶稣在马太福音六章二十一到二十三节怎么说
？He said, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." The eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light in you is darkness, how great is the darkness?
马太福音六章二十一到二十三节这么说，因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。眼睛就是身上的灯，你的眼睛若嘹亮，全身就光明。你的眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗。你里头的光若黑暗了，那黑暗是何等的大。
So how are your eyes?
你的眼睛怎么样
？How's your vision?
你的视力怎么样
？I'm not talking about this.
我并不是说你 physical 的你这个身体上的眼睛。
Earthly thinking leads to earthly help.
你世俗的想法就是会导致你寻找世俗的帮助。
Do you see the person who has his eyes on the wrong thing? He feels and sees darkness, so his vision is bad.
所以这些他眼睛在错误的地方，所以他只看到了黑暗，他就从黑暗中寻找帮助。
But if you have your eyes and vision on the Lord, then you're going to have right thinking.
如果你把你的眼睛定睛在主身上，你就会从主那里得到帮助。
In fact, 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 16 says, "For who has understood the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ."
从哥林多前书二章十六节，他这么说：人类知道主的心去教导他呢，但我们是有基督的心了。
So now in verse 2, we see where the psalmist's eyes were. He knows where his help comes from.
从诗篇一百二十一篇第二节说，他这我们的眼睛在哪里，我们就是帮助从哪里来。
He says, "The Lord is my help."
他说，主是我的帮助。
He made the heavens and the earth.
他创造了天地。
Think about the word made. I think of two things when I think about the word made preparing this message.
想一下这个创造这个字。
First thing I think about is power. God's power. It takes a lot of power to make what you see around you.
首先我想到的创造是有能力。
But I also think about, when I think of the word made, I think about intimate knowledge.
第二个我想到的是这个知识。
And I say the word intimate because when I say that, you all know that that means very closely, right? Intimate. Not just knowledge, intimate knowledge.
他这用到了一个亲密的知识，他这个知识就是说是创造物之间跟他的关系非常的紧密。
He made it all is the intent of this.
他创造了所有的一切。
Including our enemies.
当然也包括我们的敌人。
Do you ever think about that? God made your enemy. He knows your enemy intimately.
你有没有想过，上帝也创造了敌人，他也同样的非常了解、熟悉你的敌人。
So actually, if you have God, then you have the inside scoop on your enemy.
如果你了解主，你认识神，你也会了解你的敌人。
He just doesn't always want to tell you the details that he knows.
他有时候不会告诉你每一点很详细的情况。
There's a principle here I want us to learn today.
这里有一个原则，我希望你们能够知道。
And the principle here is the maker is always greater than what is made.
这个原则就是说，创造者是永远一直都比这个创造物大。
The maker, he knows his work both inside and out, including that enemy.
创造主知道他的创造之物。
I think sometimes we think God doesn't really understand us.
我有时候我们想我们的主不能知道我们不明白我们
we think God doesn't really know.
他不知道我们
But he does.
但是他知道
So we know our help, the psalmist says our help comes from the Lord. So now we're going to describe this kind of help. What kind of help does God give us? That's what we're going to see starting in verse 3.
这诗人他说我们的帮助从耶和华而来。
Verse 3 says, "He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber."
但我们的帮助是怎么样呢？从第三节经文说，他必不叫你的脚移动， 保护你的也必不打盹。
He talks about your feet.
他谈论你的脚。
Well, you need your feet to move, right?
你需要你的脚去走路。
You need your feet to stand up, right?
你需要你的脚去站起来。
Spiritually thinking, we also move in this life, right?
从属灵的角度，我们想，我们在这个生活上也需要移动。
And sometimes these movements can be scary for us, right?
有些时候，我们这个前进的步伐使我们感到害怕。
We also, spiritually speaking, we need to stand up as a child of God.
啊，从属灵的角度来说，我们也需要作为神的儿子、子女，我们站起来。
Which means that we represent Him, His people.
啊，从这里也说我们代表了耶稣，我们代表了神。
So verse 3 is talking about our actions.
第三节经文代表了我们的行动。
Notice in Psalm chapter 127.
在诗篇127篇。
Verse 1, there's my Chinese English, verse E.
第一节。
It says, unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain.
诗篇127篇第一节怎么说？若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力。若不是耶和华看守城池，看守的人就枉然惊醒。
Point is, we need God to do the building really, not us.
重点是我们需要主去建造这个房屋啊，并不是我们。
We need God to make our life into something because if we do it ourselves, you're going to screw it up.
我们需要主去引导我们的生活，而并不是我们自己。如果我们自己的话，我们就会把我们的生活搞得一团糟。
And I think sometimes God tests us on this to see, do we really believe that? Do we really believe that God must be the watchman in my life?
有时候我们想试验一下上帝是不是真的上帝是看守我的生命的人。
I know as the father in the home, I feel like I'm a watchman because I'm watching for that bad guy who's going to come kicking down the door so I can protect my family.
我作为一家之主，我有时候就是那个观察者，我一直在警醒在看是不是有坏人来到我们家。
And I can humor myself and make myself think that, yeah, I'm doing that job. The truth is, God's the watchman, the real watchman.
有时候我可以对自己想，哎，我就是那个守护家的人，但其实是真正的守护者是我们的主。
Let's draw your attention to verse 4. It says, Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep.
现在我们转到第四节经文，他说保护以色列的也不打盹，也不睡觉。
He mentions Israel.
他提到了以色列。
And all of you, you have a Bible, right? And the Bible tells us how God keeps Israel. In other words, it gives us an example of how God has kept and is keeping Israel.
你们大家都有这个圣经，这个圣经告诉我们上帝怎么样保护了以色列。
Has he been faithful to Israel from what you've read?
从你所读的这个圣经里面看，你能看到上帝对以色列人忠心吗？
Has he delivered them?
他对他们信实吗？他拯救了他们吗？
Has he loved them?
他爱他们吗？
Has he kept his promises to them?
他守诺言吗？
Well, with a track record like God's, don't we think he'll be faithful for our future too?
从上帝所行的一些过往的事情来看，你不觉得上帝会对我们同样信实吗？
Do you see the fact that God did all these things for Israel and he loves Israel, but he also loves you and I also. If he did that great with them, shouldn't we believe he's going to do that great with us too?
从这个圣经上看，上帝对以色列人所做的一切，他爱如此的爱他们，你不觉得他会同样的爱我们吗？
There's two other words I want to look at here, and that is slumber and sleep.
这里有两个字我向你们看一下，一个就是昏沉，一个就是睡。
When I think of slumber, I think of drowsy, not paying attention very well, missing the details.
就昏沉昏睡就是一个字，就是你迷迷糊糊，你没有集中你的注意力。
Hopefully you're not slumbering right now as I'm speaking.
希望你现在没有这昏睡状态，这朦胧的状态。
You could be.
也许你是这样。
The other word is sleep.
另外一个字就睡着了。
And when I think of sleep, I think of not paying attention at all, missing it all.
睡着就是你没有完全没有注意，你错过了所有的一切。
Do we not sometimes think God's slumbering in my life?
我们有时候是不是觉得上帝有时候在昏昏沉沉呢？
Are there times that you think God slept through this period that I just went through because it's all bad and nothing good has come out of that? It looks like he's sleeping, he's slumbering.
你是不是有的时候我们想上帝在这个时候都睡着了，他根本就没有注意我们生活中所发生的一切。
But the writer is telling us that we have God's attention. We have God's full attention.
但是这个诗人提醒我们，我们有上帝的注意力，上帝他全然注意着我们。
God didn't miss a beat. Not one thing has he missed in your life.
上帝没有错过你生活中任何一点一滴的事情。
It's amazing when you think about all the lives in this room right now and all the things going on in your life and my life.
如果你想想在这一切，上帝注意到我们所有人在这里的每一个人的生活中的每一点每一滴，这是多么的奇妙啊！
Verse 5 says, the Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand.
第五节经文说，保护你的是耶和华，耶和华在你右边，荫庇你。
I want to look at the word keep.
我想看一下这个保护这个字。
Did you know in this chapter the word keep is mentioned 6 times?
你注意到这个首诗里面这个保护提到了6次。
And so whenever a word is mentioned many, many times that when you're reading a passage, you should always pay attention to that and ask yourself, what does it mean? Why is it so important?
当你读圣经的时候，如果注意到一个词在重复多次出现的时候，你应该想一想这个字到底什么意思。
Well, the Hebrew word is shamar, and I don't speak Hebrew, but it's a verb.
在这个希伯来书里面，这个保护这个字就是叫shamar，它是个动词。
Okay, let's have a little English class right now.
我现在一点英语文课。What
is the verb?
什么是动词呢?
It's an action word for what? It helps what other word? What is it linked to? To the noun, right? To the subject, to the noun. And so a verb is an action word for the noun.
So 这是个动词，是个表示一个动作的词，它是。
So when we look at chapter 1, what is the noun? What is the subject?
我们看一下第五节经文，这个名词是什么呢?
Lord.
是耶和华。The
Lord is the noun.
耶和华是主，是个名词。
So when you put the noun together with the verb, what's happening? The Lord will take action.
如果你把这个名词跟动词连接起来，就是说耶和华会做。
Now the actual word shamar in Hebrew, it means to hedge about something, to guard something, to generally protect, to take heed.
在希伯来书里面这个shamar这个字，它就是说把一样东西围起来，把保护起来。It
means an overseer, a watchman who has charge of something.
它意思就是说看顾这样东西。
And I looked in the English dictionary for hedge, and it says it's a barrier or a boundary.
我查了这个英文的字典，这个hedge它意思就是说围栏或者是边界。
Over Thanksgiving break, I was driving through West Texas.
在感恩节这个时候，我在德克萨斯西部开车。
My aunt had died, and I went home for her funeral.
我的阿姨她过世，我就去参加葬礼。
And I noticed in the middle of a cotton field, a square section of land where the earth around the field was raised up and trees were planted along the top of that raised up section around the field.
我经过一大片棉花地的时候，在那中间有一块土地，它抬起了非常高，但这块土地周围种了很多的树。
You probably have seen what I'm talking before, right?
也许有些人已经也注意到这些。
So it was a hedge protecting the crop, the field in the center.
这就是一个围栏，它保护了这个土地中间的庄稼。
So what was it protecting the crop from? What do you think?
什么东西在保护那个庄稼呢?
Out in West Texas, it's flat, right? What do you think it was protecting it from? Wind and sand, right?
那这个在围栏在保护什么呢? 德克萨斯西部是平原，它保护的就是风跟沙尘。Let
me ask you a question. Does that hedge, do those trees stop all the wind, stop all the sand?
你也想一下，这个这些树能够阻止所有的风跟所有的风尘吗？
It doesn't, does it? It does some of the work, and it also lets some of it come through.
它这些树。
It's something for us to think about spiritually, since God is the overseer of our hedge, our boundary.
这我们也可以从属灵的角度思考一下，上帝是我们的围栏。
Because first of all, we do not know how far our boundary or our hedge goes.
我们不知道我们的边界，我们的围栏有多远。
Oh, we're comfortable with that hedge and that boundary being right here. But God may say, no, actually I want it over here.
我们非常希望我们的边界围栏马上就在我们的身边，但也许上帝不会这样，他可能把这个边界挪远了。
Most likely the hedge and boundary in your life goes farther than you think and farther than you would be comfortable with.
很多时候你人生中的围栏可能是
We don't know what God is keeping out and what God will let in.
我们不知道上帝把什么阻挡在外面，也不知道他上什么东西进来。
That's the truth.
这是事实。
And there may be sand coming in right now in your life and wind blowing and you don't like it.
现在也可能现在就有飓风，有沙尘来到你的生命中。 你很不喜欢。
In fact, you may think God's sleeping and slumbering, and that's why it's happening.
你可能在想，现在上帝就在昏昏沉沉、朦胧中，或者他睡着了。
I want to continue the English lesson. Let's talk about adjectives.
我希望继续我们今天英文课，我们讨论一下形容词。
What does an adjective do?
这形容词是做什么的呢？
I see a boy raising his hand. Yes, go ahead. Bing, bing, bing! Give that boy a prize. It describes nouns and pronouns. That's right.
他说这个形容词是描述这个名词的。So
the adjectives of God in this chapter are three things that I see.
这个形容词在这个诗篇里面，它描述三样事情。It
describes God as the maker, verse 2.
这代表这个上帝是创造主。It
describes God as the keeper, verse 5.
第五节说上帝是保护者。And
it also describes God as our shade, verse 5.
第五节也同样讲到上帝是我们的荫蔽。So
he's our maker, which means he understands us.
他是我们的创造主。He's
our, I'm sorry.
Sorry, 他知道我们。He's
our keeper, which means he protects us after all, after all, we are his work, right? We are his investment. So he protects us.
他是我们的保护者，这样子他就是保护我们。And
he's our shade, which means he also gives us rest.
他是我们的荫蔽，等于是他就是让我们得安息。Isn't
that neat? God understands you, he knows how weak you are, he's promised he's going to protect you, and he'll give you rest as well, just when you need it.
上帝创造你，他了解你，上帝保护你，他也给你安息，这不是很奇妙的事吗？
Now I want you to turn in your Bible. I didn't put it on the screen. I was like, boy, this is going to be too much. It's only a few verses, but turn to Isaiah chapter 49, verse 1.
我希望你们把圣经翻到以赛亚书49章。
We're going to look at verse 1 and 2a, and then verses 9, 10, and 11.
我们看以赛亚书诗篇49章1到2节。 然后9到10节，11节，9到11节，sorry.
Okay, so what does it say? It says, "Listen, O coastlands, to me, and take heed, you peoples from afar. The Lord has called me from the womb, from the matrix of my mother. He has made mention of my name, and he has made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand, he has hidden me." And then in verse 9 it says, that you may say to the prisoners, go forth to those who are in darkness, show yourselves. They shall feed along the roads, and their pastures shall be on all desolate heights. They shall neither hunger nor thirst, neither heat nor sun shall strike them. For he who has mercy on them will lead them. Even by the springs of water he will guide them. I will make each of my mountains a road, and my highways shall be elevated.
以赛亚书49章第1节到第2节的前半部分，众海岛啊，当听我言，远方的众民啊，留心而听。自我出差，耶和华就宣召我，自出母腹，他就提我的名，他是我的口如快刀，他将我藏在他手印之下。 以赛亚书四十九章第九到十一节，对那捆绑的人说，出来吧，对那在黑暗的人说，显露吧，他们在路上必得饮食，在一切近光的高处必有食物，不饥不渴，炎热和烈日必不伤害他们，因为连续他们的必引导他们，领他们到水泉旁边。我必使我的众山成为大道，我的大路也被修高。
It's a wonderful passage to remind us how God's going to take care of us while we're on this highway of life.
这是非常奇妙的经文，使我们明白上帝他会看顾我们，保守我们。
He even mentions how the heat or the sun will not strike us, just like the psalmist said in 121.
他也提到这个炎热和烈日也不会伤害我们，就像诗篇121篇所提到的一样。
And he'll give us rest, shade, so that we can have water to drink while we're on our way.
他也会有荫地给我们安息，也会给我们有水喝。
Notice what he says about the mountains. He's going to make a highway for us. He's going to make a road through your heels.
也知道这个高山，他会把它形成高速公路。
In verse 7, back in Psalm chapter 121.
在诗篇。
Excuse me, I'm sorry, verse 6.
Okay, 诗篇121篇第六节。
It says here, the sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night.
诗篇121节第六节这样说，白日太阳必不伤你，夜间月亮必不害你。
The point is, at all times, we can find ourselves in trouble at any time in our life, right? We can have trouble in the day, we can have trouble at night.
我们随时都可以发现我们有困难，不管是在白日还是晚上。
But he says here that it will not touch us during the day or the night.
但是这个诗篇他告诉我们，他不管是在白日还是晚上都必不伤害我们。
And look at verse 7. It says, The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul.
看一下第七节经文，耶和华要保护你，免受一切的灾害，他要保护你的性命。
I thought of the Amazing Grace lyrics that says, I'm sorry, go ahead.
这是我想到了奇异恩典里面的歌词。
It says, Through many dangers, toils and snares, I have already come. Tis grace hath brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home.
奇异恩典的歌词这样说，许多试炼，许多危险试炼网络，我已安然度过。靠主恩典，完全不怕，更引导我归家。
You know,On following our English lesson theme here a little bit.
接到我们的英文的课的主题。
I don't know if you noticed it or not, but in verse 7, there's a superlative there. Anybody know what a superlative is?
I don't know.
I'm sorry, I didn't have this in his notes, the word superlative. That's my fault.
在这个第七节里面，他讲到了这个 superlative 的英文。这语法里面的 superlative,
superlative is an English word that you cannot have greater or less than that. So for example, in verse 7, the word all. Can you have more than all?
它这个第七节里面它就说 superlative 指的是你不能超过也不能少于那个东西。
So when I'm sorry.
它这里讲到了全部，你有可以比全部更多的吗？
So when I say all, is there still a little bit more that needs to be added?
他讲到了全部，你可以再把全部里面更再加上一点点东西吗？
But here's what bothers me. Superlatives really bug me.
他说这个 superlative 很使他困惑。
Because it says all, right? It says you shall be preserved from all evil. In my language, in my head, that means no evil should ever come to my life.
他说这里讲到了一切的灾害，一切的灾。这样子从我的想法来说，那我就不应该遭受任何的灾害了。
Oh, have you ever had any evil come to your life?
在你的生命中有灾害吗？
Now's when you should do this, yes.
像每个人都应该点头。
We all have, right?
我们每个人都有。
So I ask myself, what's up with this? I mean, there is nothing more than this all, so how come I still see all in my life? Do you see the 矛盾, the problem that I'm thinking, right?
他在讲到是一切的灾害，但是我们在生活中我们还会经历了一些困难，一些灾害，这样子的话不就是有矛盾了吗？
First, I started thinking of Jesus and the apostles.
我想到了耶稣跟他的使徒。
For example, if we are to be kept from all evil, I mean literally every evil,
如果我们免受一切的灾害的话，也就是所有一切的灾害。
Then why did Jesus suffer?
那为什么耶稣要受苦难呢？
How about all his disciples, the apostles? Why did they suffer?
那为什么他的所有的使徒都受
So I started thinking that perhaps when we say the word all evil, that God is meaning for whatever accomplishes his kingdom purposes.
所以我开始思考这里讲的所有的一切的灾害，是不是指的那些灾害可以阻挡上帝实施他的在我们每个人身上的旨意。
God will keep you and I from suffering any evil that will keep us from accomplishing His kingdom purposes in us or through us.
上帝就说会保守我们免受的一切灾害，这些灾害会阻止我们在上帝的旨意在我们身上成全。
You see the word keep, did you forget what that meant? Keep, preserve, to put a hedge around us, right? Not remove us from the evil, but to keep us from being overcome from the evil.
这你知道这个保护，保护字的意思并不是说我们把战胜了这个这灾害，而是说保守我们免离这个灾害。
There we go. John chapter 17 verse 15 says, Jesus said in his prayer, he said, I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. There's that word.
耶稣在约翰福音十七章里面的祷告这么说，我不求你叫他们离开世界，只求你保守他们脱离那恶者。
Brothers and sisters, to have no evil at all in your life in this world, that's what we call heaven.
弟兄姐妹们，如果你在你生活中没有这个困难的事情，那意思就是说你在天堂了。
So I'm convinced that what God is wanting us to hear today is that He will keep all evil out of your life that will not accomplish His kingdom purposes in you and through you.
所以我的理解就是说，上帝会保守那些恶者远离你，这些恶者他会阻止上帝在你身上的旨意。
So that evil or suffering you're going through right now, He's got a kingdom purpose for that.
所以你现在所经历的一些困苦的事情，是因为上帝在你身上有这个天国的旨意。
You remember the disciples and Jesus were walking by a man on the road, and I believe he was blind from his birth. And the disciples asked him, they said, "Is he blind because of his mother and father sinned because of their sins?" Do you remember that?
在圣经里面有个故事，就是耶稣跟他的门徒在路上走的时候，在路边有个瞎子，他。门徒就问他了，他这个人生来是瞎子，这是因为他父母的罪吗？
Or because he sinned himself, his own sin?
或者是他自己的罪。
And Jesus said neither.
耶稣说都不是。
Do you remember what he said, his answer?
你们记得他的回答了吗？他怎么回答的？
Jesus said he was born this way so that God could be glorified. That's why he was born that way.
耶稣就是说他生下来就是瞎子，就因为在他虚是因为主要在他身上得荣耀。
So that means when I'm suffering and I'm going through some difficulty in my life, that God has a purpose, a kingdom purpose to accomplish using me to do it.
当我在经历苦难的时候，经历困苦的时候，我会想到这上帝有他的旨意，他在天国的旨意在我身上需要实现。
Finally, in verse 8, it says, The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore.
最后是第八节经文说，你出你入，耶和华保护你，从今世直到永远。
In all your ways, you're going out and you're coming in. In all your ways, I can tell you, after 20 years of going and coming in China and many different other countries in Southeast Asia, God has protected me in and out every step of the way.
在这里不管是他说你出你入，他都保护你，是我想到在过去的二十。来年我进出中国多次，包括东南亚很多国家，我到去那边回来，这很多次上帝都一直保守我。
Now I'm still a little sheep. I'm still scared, and I'm foolish because I saw what he did for 20 years, but I'm still afraid of tomorrow.
你看，我就像一个小绵羊，我很多时候也会感到害怕。虽然他过去20年，他一直都保守我出我入，但明天怎么样，我仍然会感到害怕。
So he adds in the chapter, he says, forevermore, it will never end.
所以这个诗人他结束了这首诗，他就说从今世直到永远，他最后以后也会一直保守我。
Now I want to close with a few special points that I've noticed in this chapter and a few more scripture verses and that's it.
我会结束这个讲道，有几点会结束。
First of all, I want you to notice in this chapter, it's very personal.
首先第一点就是说，这个经文，这个诗篇告诉我们，这是非常个人化的。
Notice it doesn't say we and us or them.
他没有说我们，他们。
It's the Lord and I.
这是主跟我。
In the end, it all boils down between you and the Lord.
最终，主的关系就是你跟主之间的个人的关系。
I can't control what my wife will do or say. I can't control what my son or daughter will do or say.
我不能控制我的妻子会怎么说怎么做，我也不能控制我的孩子怎么做怎么说。
The ultimate responsibility I have is for myself, and it's very personal between me and the Lord.
最终的责任就是我个人，是我跟主之间的关系。
And this is very personal in here. I see it's very personal. It's just like this man is talking to himself and to the Lord.
这是一个非常私人化的关系，在这个诗人他的跟谈论他自己跟主之间的关系。
The other thing I want you to notice is where is the action?
这里我注意到还有一个就是行动在哪里。
The action in this chapter is always on God. It's God's part. God has the action
part. 这行动的来源是从神而来。
What do I do then? What do you do then?
那么我们应该做什么呢？
All I have to do is lift up my eyes, put my faith, my hope on Him. That's my part.
我们需要做的就是我们仰望这个神，我们主要把我们注意力，我们集中在主身上。
That's why at the beginning of the message I was saying, where is your longing? Do you long for the Lord? Because if you do, then that means you're lifting up your eyes. If your hope is on Him, you're lifting Him up to Him.
这就是我在开始讲到的时候所问的问题，你有这个渴望吗？你的渴望从哪里而来？如果你渴望主，那么你就把眼目注意目在主身上。
And there's something else I want us to pay attention to.
这也有其他几项我希望大家注意一点。
When we read the Bible, we need to not only read what is there, we need to also think of what is not there.
如果每次我们读圣经的时候，我们不仅要注意这个圣经怎么写的。 我们也要注意到那里圣经上没有写到的，没有提到的部分。
For example, does the chapter say you and I will have no trouble?
比如这个圣经有没有讲你跟我都不会有任何的困难呢？
Will it say we won't have any difficulty?
它有没有讲到我们不会面临很多的困难？
But Jesus says, do not be afraid, for I have already overcome this world, right?
耶稣说不要害怕，我已经战胜了一切的困难。
He said, before that, he said, in this world, you will have many troubles, right?
在这之前，他说，在这个世界上，你会有许多困苦。
And it also doesn't say that we will understand what is going on.
这个圣经也没有说我们会明白这发生在我们身上的所有的事情。
I'll be honest with you, there's times I do not understand my wife or my daughter.
我很坦白地说，在很多时候，我不明白我的妻子，也不明白我的女儿。
Are you like me?
你像我一样吗?
If you're honest, I think you're going to say yes. If you say you understand them, then the Lord's going to teach you that lesson too.
如果你很坦白的话，你可能也会我一样，是的，是这样子，让主来教导我们。
Another thing I want us to notice here is that the psalmist, he is confident in God's help.
另外一点我想提醒大家注意的就是说，这个诗人他非常有信心，他把信心放在主身上。
That's his attitude. That's the attitude that we should try to copy here.
这是他的态度，这个态度是应该我们学习的。
There's an attitude always to learn in Scripture, and the attitude in today's chapter is confident in God's help.
我们学习圣经都应该有这样的态度。今天的这个，我们应该学习的就是说，在把信心建立在主身上。
There's a last thing that I noticed about this chapter that impressed me.
最后一点，这个。 通过学习这个诗篇是我学到的。
It's like he's talking to himself. It's like he's trying to encourage himself.
就像他这，好像他在跟自己讲话，他在给自己鼓励一样。
And so he's reminding himself, well, God, look at how he's kept Israel.
他在提醒他自己，上帝怎么样保守了这个以色列。
And he's telling himself, God won't slumber or sleep in my life.
他提醒他自己，上帝不会。
And when I think about him encouraging himself, I think we need to do the same thing.
他考虑到自己鼓励自己，我们也应该学习，我们也可以做同样的事情。
Have you ever thought about making your song of ascent?
你有没有想过自己写一首上行诗呢？
You're ascending to heaven. Your day is coming. So have you ever thought about writing down your song of ascent?
你要会被接到天上，你有没有想过你写一个自己上行的诗？
Come on, guys. Don't you have some scripture that you've read that every time you read it, it speaks to you. It really moves you.
你有没有圣经？每次你读圣经的有些经文，它很使你受益。
Write it down.
把它写下来。
Right at the top of it, my song of ascent.
你可以在这上面写，这是我的上行之诗。
Go grab some of God's promises, some of His word that's touched you, and I want you to write it down under your song of ascent.
抓住一些上帝的应许，把它写成你的自己的，变成你自己的上行之诗。
It's all the word of God, so it's all truth.
所以都是上帝的话，所以都是真的。
I want to close with three scripture verses that I think speak marvelously about in conjunction with this chapter.
我以三节经文结束今天的讲道。
First one's from a book that we rarely read, Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 8.
第一节经文是在从一个书里面我们平时很少读的，就是雅歌书。
The voice of my beloved.Behold, he comes leaping upon the mountain, skipping upon the hills.
雅各书二章八节，他说：“听啊，是我良人的声音；看啊，他穿山越岭而来。”
Don't you guys get it? The mountains. Those are the mountains we were just talking about. The highs, the lows, the terrible future, the terrible mess I'm in right now.
你看到这是山，这高山，就是说我们高处也是我们的困难。
We're dragging our feet as we're walking through these hills, but he's leaping and jumping and bouncing all over these rough times.
这个在这高山上，我们在步履艰难的攀行，但是你看这个我们的主，他是跳跃着而来。
Do you guys see? There's nothing that can overcome our Savior's love. Nothing. No mountains of difficulty in your life or mine can overcome us because our Lord, he can leap through these mountains.
你看这里没有任何东西可以战胜我们救主的爱，他我们的救主他可以穿山越岭而来。
He can walk through them just like an asphalt road.
他就像这个行走在这个柏油路上一样。
And another book rarely looked at, Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 19 says, God, the Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the deer's. He makes me tread on my high places.
也有另外一本我们平时不太读到的书，就是哈巴谷书。他这样说：主耶和华是我的力量，他是我的脚快速抹落的蹄，又是我稳行在高处。
Do you guys see the same God who can leap through all those difficulties and mountains? He's promising you, I will give you feet like a deer, so you can leap with me.
所以你看到前面讲到这个，我们的救主他可以高山，他可以穿山越岭而来，他这里才应许他会给我们同样的像母鹿的蹄一样，我们也可以像他一样穿山越岭而过我们的困难。
Do you believe it?
你相信这样吗？
Will you turn your head up and keep your eyes on him?
你会把你转向他，把你的眼睛定睛在他身上吗？
Will you long for it and tell him every day you long for it even though you have feet like a cow?
你会刻想他，每天都需要他，所以尽管你有时候你的脚就像这个牛的脚一样。
The final scripture is Numbers chapter 23 verse 19. It says, God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said and will he not do? Or has he spoken and will he not make it good?
最后一节经文记住落在民数记上，他这样说。神废了人必不至说谎，也废了人子必不至后悔。他说话岂不照着行呢？他发言岂不要成就吗？
God is not a man, so this morning he spoke to us through chapter 121.
上帝他不是人，所以他给我们说了这样的话。
That means you can believe it.
所以他这个诗篇121篇他这么说你就可以相信。
You can trust in it with all your heart.
你可以把你的全心的信心放在这身上。
He's good for his word. He will make it good.
他保守他的话，他会成就。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, thank you, Lord, that you've promised me this chapter, the words that are here, Lord. Thank you.
主啊，我们感谢你，感谢你赐给我们这样的话语。
I pray, Father, you'd forgive me because there's many days that I forget these promises and I worry and I use my own strength.
主啊，我请求你饶恕我，很多时候我忘记你的话语，我是用我自己的力量在行。
And I pray, Lord, that you would help my brothers and sisters and I, help us to remember how much you're not like a man and that your word is good.
我请求你帮助我们的弟兄姐妹，你的话语不是从人而来，你的话语是能力的。
Father, please help us.
主啊，请帮助我们。
We really have feet like a cow. We can't leap up these mountains of difficulty.
我们的脚就像牛的脚一样，我们不能穿山越岭。
Lord, teach us how to leap like a deer.
主啊，帮助我们，教导我们怎么样，就像某路的蹄一样。
Remind us that your love overcomes it all.
提醒我们，你的爱战胜了所有的一切。
Lord, I pray right now for my brothers and my sisters in this church who are going through some really hard trials.
主啊，为这个教会里这些有困难的弟兄姐妹祷告。
I pray you would have a special comfort for their hearts, a special encouragement for them.
愿你特殊安慰他们，让你用你的言语鼓励他们。
Lord, remind them that you're not sleeping, you're not slumbering, that you know every detail, you're watching everything.
使他们明白你没有在昏睡状态，你并没有睡着，你在关注着他们生活中的每一点每一滴。
And Lord, let us just thank you right now for being our hedge.
主耶稣，我们感谢你，你是我们的屏障，我们的保护。
Thank you so much, Lord, that tomorrow we can commit to you.
主耶稣，感谢你，我们明天我们可以关注你，我们注意在你身上。
And Lord, finally, I pray you'd help each one of us to make our own song of ascent to you.
主耶稣，我们也请求你帮助我们每一个人，我们可以写出我们自己的上行之诗。
Let our praises come up to you, Lord. Let the promises that you've given us come up to you, Lord.
愿我们的赞美达到你面前。
We look to you for our help, Lord.
我们从向你举目，寻求我们的帮助。
Thank you, Father, and it's only because of our Savior Jesus that we come to you now.
主耶稣，就因为我们主耶稣，我们才可以来到你的面前。
It's in His wonderful name and the power of His name we pray.
我祷告奉靠耶稣基督的能力的。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.